Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Whiteville City Council on Tuesday will hear preliminary plans to put a new roof on the Provolish building. The two roofs that are on the building already have multiple holes and penetrations, according to a memo from City Manager Darren Curry. The city and the county worked together to buy the building for $650,000 to make a home for the new tech firm. In less than 24 hours, Whiteville police arrested suspect in each of the city's murders that occurred this week. Capri McMillan, age 32, was picked up in Lumberton on Wednesday. McMillan was charged with killing Jacques Cribbs Sunday morning. Whiteville police and Horry County police arrested Anthony Sumpter, age 52, in the early morning hours of Thursday. He has been charged with murder and is awaiting extradition from South Carolina. Sumpter is alleged to have killed Terry Lachey Thompson in her Covey Run apartment on Tuesday. Whiteville police went to the home for a wellness check and found her deceased. A Gaston Sellers Road woman was killed in a two-car wreck on US 701 Monday evening. Betty Stevens, age 74, died when Shavona Vereen of Fine Circle Drive rear-ended the Stevens vehicle. Stevens was stopped in an intersection on 701 preparing to turn onto Gaston Sellers a short distance from her home. Her adult daughter, Lisa, sustained minor injuries. Vereen was charged with misdemeanor death by vehicle. Public comments will return to the top of the agenda for the next county commissioners meeting. Chair Laverne Coleman said he decided to move comments to the end in an attempt to make meetings flow smoother. But after multiple complaints from the public, he said the segment will be returned to the earlier part. Coleman said the move was not intended to deprive anyone of their right to speak to the board about pending issues. CPHC Ministries in Chaplin will hold a live crucifixion recreation today from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Visitors can also visit the pull-in for prayer tent. And there will be a connection tent for anyone who'd like to learn more about Jesus and about the church. CPHC is located at 518 North Elm Street in Chaplin. The Central and Eastern North Carolina Food Bank will host another pop-up food distribution on Saturday in Chaplin. There are no ID, residency, or income requirements. Volunteers are needed for the event. See the story on our website for more information. April 26th is going to be a busy time in Columbus County. There's Gator Fest at Lake Waccamaw, where there'll be vendors, live music, fun for the kids, and much more at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Garganis Farm Store will host its Spring Fling Flux Swap on April 26th. There's no cost for vendors or for visitors. You can bring your spare yard birds, goats, hogs, and other things for buying, selling, and trading. And Barbecue on the Bluff is April 26th as well. They've added a new walk run to the Fair Bluff event. The Oinkle Walk along the River Walk. We'll see which little piggy makes it to the finish line first. To sign up, go to fairbluff.com. And remember, as we go into this holiday weekend, folks, make sure you drive safely out there. The Highway Patrol and all local law enforcement are out in force looking for speeders and unsafe drivers. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.